This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Willard and Dibbs draft order to be released this afternoon. And I'm curious what our next guest would take
for sure.
If she had the first pick in the serial draft.
Well, she is Laura Britt. She's a mom. She's going to know all about this. NBC Sports Bay Area. She was out there crushing it on Market Street yesterday. Laura, hello. Do you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that this was a thing, but cereal is pretty big in our household.
Yeah.
So I think I've officially become old now because I'm a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch fan. I used to love Lucky Charms, but I got to be honest, over the past year, I haven't really been eating a lot of cereal. Does that mean I'm old now?
That's a sign. Next thing to go is your eyesight.
No, it depends. It depends. There's an evolution that can happen. You don't start your day with it anymore, Laura. You're grown up enough to, you know, I don't know, make some eggs or something. Do something responsible. But if once the kids go to bed at 10:45 at night, you eat a bowl of cereal over the kitchen sink, that's totally acceptable.
Yeah, so I have done that before. But I think I've reached like real old, like over the hill old, where I don't even eat cereal at all anymore. It's just kind of a sad. I hate that I'm having this reckoning here, right now.
Yeah, it's a realization sensation, is what it is.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has got to be my number one.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
I have that actually in my cereal mock draft, which is tomorrow 8:55. Don't miss it in the changeover. That's actually a late first, early second round. I don't know who's taking it, but that's a strong pick.
I actually have never been more interested in the draft.
There you go. Yeah. Cereal draft or NBA draft this week, Laura? Which one? ¿Quién es más macho?
The cereal draft is going to edge out the NBA draft.
No doubt. So what was your experience yesterday? You have a good time?
Oh, how can you not? I was paired with Darrell Wright, Mr. Fab, Blake Anderson from Workaholics. It was... if you don't have a good day and you're with the lit squad is what Mr. Fab dubbed us, and I was all on board with that, you're not living right if you can't have a good day with that crew.
Now, you were with the lit squad. Were you able to compromise your journalistic integrity a little bit with a sip here or maybe a toast there?
And we can't confirm or deny those types
That's
of allegations
so good.
Right here right now.
But, taking the fifth with Willard and Dibbs.
It was a great time. You know, there are so many logistics that go into a parade. I know a lot of your listeners were out packing Market Street. It was one of my first assignments here. Everybody go ahead and feel sorry for me right now. When I got to the Bay Area in 2018 was the parade coverage. I moved here in April of 2018, so I got to help cover the finals and then be a part of the parade coverage in Oakland. And, you know, I'd never experienced a parade like so many people, you know, listening have in San Francisco, in downtown San Francisco. I didn't really know what to expect. But there are just, you know, there are moments where you're out there and you've got to just sit and go, what's happening right now? This is so cool. It brings together so many different people from different backgrounds. You know, I'm with a rapper, an actor, and a former Warriors player. And it's just it's a really special thing. It's a special moment. It's a special moment that the Warriors brought back. And not just that, it was really special for them. I mean, you could see, like, I love the petty receipts. Keep all of them.
Yep.
You can only cash those in if you win. And they did. And I love that they're calling everybody out. Nobody in the national media believed that the Warriors were going to be able to do this. Heck, even they weren't even sure if they were going to be able to do this. So it was one of those moments where I'm standing up there on, we're on these like elevated platforms. If you weren't out at the parade and, you know, didn't get to see how that worked, but we're on these elevated platforms and you just have the confetti falling down and you're just, you know, you just soak in that moment. And you couldn't have drawn up a more perfect day. The weather was amazing. It was just, it was really special. And we did have fun too.
Absolutely. How can you not? As you said, Laura Britt, NBC Sports Bay Area with us here on Willard and Dibbs. And Laura, it's funny you say that, 'cause this is the first time I've also been out there doing a show mid parade. And I've always sort of, you watch the Thanksgiving Day parade or whatever, and Ryan Seacrest is up there, and you're like, gosh, this all just feels and sounds kind of cheesy. And then suddenly we're out there doing it, and I'm like, oh, now I get it. Like, that's exactly. That's the stuff you say when there's a parade going by you in front of you. Did you kind of fall into that a little bit of time or two?
No, please. Liddy Committee would not let me do that. You can't be doing that. I try and think about, you know, what people can't see. You know, they can yes. see the confetti falling. I don't need to say that. They can see, and I don't know, maybe I did at some point. Who knows? But, you know, I try and the whole goal for us yesterday with that group pairing was just to bring this other level of excitement. I have a behind-the-scenes story. I think you're having, you've got Mr. Fab on later.
Yeah.
He's coming up in a little less than an hour.
Probably tell, I'm stealing his thunder. Sorry, Fabby. this was an incredible moment. The staff, you know, all the buses are going by, and the parade, they've got to keep it moving. So they've got security around the players. You know, they're hopping off the bus and want to go be with the fans and be with the people. They got to keep this train rolling. Well, it's kind of hard to see us up on the platform. So Steph had walked by and Fab was like, no, he unplugs from his, we're live. Mr. Fab unplugs his IFB, drops his mic, goes out. This is the kind of clout that Fabby has. Goes out, walks straight up to Steph. Like nobody cares. You know, Mr. Fab can do that. Who else can do that? He walks straight up to him, you know, taps him on the shoulder and gives him the nudge to come back. And Steph comes straight back and joins us on the platform for some, you know, epic moments that happened in the parade yesterday. So I got to give it up for correspondent of the year, Fabby.
Great producing right there.
You got a Steph hug, didn't you? I saw that.
Yeah, we got a Steph mic drop. He counted out some, you know, his rings. It was a really cool moment. Damian Lee was up there with him, and Draymond stopped by too, and GP2 stopped by. So we had a full, you know, experience on the platform at, we were at Market and O'Farrell.
Yeah.
Where were you guys?
I walked right by. I actually did. I walked 18 to use a golf analogy. I started where we were down at California Drum, and I just walked along the inside trying to take it in as a field reporter. And I walked by you guys and I thought the downtime between your hits, you had to have the opportunity to observe the crowd en masse, and it seemed to be like an unbelievably positive, peaceful vibe.
Oh yeah, it definitely was. And yeah, there is a lot of downtime between hits, and we're out, you know, we were set up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8:15, you know, pretty early. So we were like you guys probably out there just all day. The old 4:30 AM alarm yesterday is kicking my tail today. But yeah, we were out there, you got all this downtime, you know, everybody's wanting to see D. Wright and Mr. Fab and Blake Anderson. So a lot of people stopping by, even people walking in the parade want Mr. Fab to sign stuff, Blake Anderson to sign stuff, want pictures with Durrell. So that was fun. And the fans were all, you know, they were all behind us, and it was, we're interacting with them. We're talking with people when, you know, we're not live, and talking with each other. And it was Blake Anderson's first parade ever. So that was cool to have that experience with him. He was just, there were a few moments when we were out there in between hits, and you could tell he was just like, this is so cool. Like, what a day, what a time to be here. And he was soaking it all in. It was just fun to experience that through him, and, you know, seeing the difference between Oakland and San Francisco. And it was as great as the parades in Oakland were. So many people turned out, and it was just a fun day.
Laura, maybe you can, speaking of Steph, jump in on this discussion as well. He kind of walked around and had a little motto yesterday, which is, what are they going to say next, right? Because it was, you've never been an NBA Finals MVP. You never did this without Kevin Durant. You've only won one without Kevin Durant. So he said, okay, What are they going to say next? Laura, what do you think they're going to say next?
I think somebody is going to be stupid enough to say something next. But I think now it will be seen as that, stupidity. Toss that comment out. If somebody says that, that just shows you don't have knowledge of the game. I mean, who does? He is in rare air. He's among rare company. Steph has done everything and more to prove himself. This team has done everything and more to prove themselves. They can't say, what are they going to say now? I think you would be misguided and misinformed if you have something to say now.
Well, I'm going to steal from Grant Lifman and say he's never won a gold medal with Team USA. So what have you done for the country, Steph?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, you know, if he gets the gold medal, I think that would put him on a different level.
Yeah, yeah. Finally. Yeah.
Finally.
That and win the celebrity tournament at Tahoe. I mean, because...
You know what you probably should do is dig back into his elementary school years.
Good point.
If he ever win an award, like in an assembly, because if he didn't, I would have questions about, you know, if he's able to be elevated on the highest level.
That's a good point.
That's a great point. I've never thought of the spelling bee, and I've never asked him if he was in it in elementary school.
I don't think his mom ever had a My Student is Student of the Week bumper sticker on her car.
Yeah, and if you don't have that, then that just goes to show that you are not...
Great point.
...can't have the accolades to hold up to, you know, Michael Jordan and LeBron. You just can't.
Yeah, true.
If you don't have the Spelling Bee Championship trophy, I'm just not buying it.
You just don't... You have nothing. Laura, go get some rest. Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys for helping me procrastinate doing the dishes.
Yeah,
now I have to go back and do the dishes.
Are any of them cereal-soaked dishes? Is that what you have?
No,
today?
We question. Have a bunch of oatmeal going.
Oh, now, gosh.
Such a good parent.
Yeah, you got healthy stuff going on in there. Laura, it sounds like you need more to do. If you've got time to make oatmeal, you're not working hard enough.
Thank you so much for having me on. We got to do this again soon.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.